Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Save big on everything for your next outdoor project when you shop at Menards. Greenworks 40-volt cordless tools have everything you need to keep your yard looking great. The Greenworks cordless trimmer and edger is lightweight, starts instantly, and comes with a 40-volt battery and charger. Pick one up today, on sale, now through June 1st. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. We are live here on Give to Lincoln Day. It's been a great day, 6 to 6 p.m. That's a lot of time, man. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of time to do some great things. Matt Talbot Kitchen and Outreach, they do a really good job providing meals. And the great thing about what they do, Austin, they provide free meals, then free, which frees up money to help with housing. And obviously they do stuff to make sure people on the up and up on the outside of their life. And anything that you donate, obviously $25 and up will help for cell phone bills. It will help for $100 or help six people.
25 is six meals. 100 is bills for a month.
Bills for a month, right. Mm-hmm. We got to get Nick Saner to donate.
He did?
I donated.
I heard rumor he did.
That's doubt it.
I believe
that's
he did.
Doubt it. My man is cheap skate eight one-on-one. Text line right here. Okay, we're going to get into some Husker stuff because doesn't matter where you are. The great thing about recruiting, it doesn't matter where you are in this world right now. They will find you. Nebraska has a
is this Liam Neeson taken stuff?
They will find you.
I will find you.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you.
And I will recruit
you.
Yeah.
They, listen, it used to be in the NBA, they would go over to, you know, they had, now they got the NBA Africa and all that stuff. You know, that's the only way they go. Listen, if you are a punter, okay, any skill position, they will find you. That's how important it is. I hate kickers. I hate punters. There's only one kicker. Actually, Brett Maher is cool. Alex Henry is cool. But the only ones that I played with, two of them that I really trusted, Chris Brown, Steve Christie. Chris Brown for sure, because college and the pros, he was excellent.
So we're like 3.5?
It's two. Well, two that I know. Alex and Brett are great dudes. I never got to play with them, but okay. I trust them because I know if I need them to make a kick, they would. But generally, just from years and years of kickers, I hate kickers.
Just 1.5 trustworthy ones.
Four. Steve Christie, Chris Brown, Brett Maher, Alex Henry,
okay,
and Drew Brown. So that's five. And there's probably been a million. Because you want to know why I hate kickers? You want to know? Here's the real reason why I hate kickers. I wouldn't say hate. Hate's too alert, a strong word. Dislike kickers is because we got a star started coming. Hold on, I'll switch. It's because I went to the Vikings game when the Atlanta Falcons upset them in the NFC Championship.
Mm-hmm.
Morton Anderson, or I think it's Morton, whatever his name is, Gary Anderson, missed the field goal.
Brutal.
It broke my heart.
Dang. Lori Wellman, Director of Development. Welcome back.
Well, thanks.
How are you?
Thanks for having me. You know what? I am great. Today has been an absolutely wonderful day.
Lori,
you guys have done a great job.
I wanted to ask you, it's a long day, right? But it's a great day. How do you continue to provide the energy, obviously, throughout this whole day? I know it's another day where you guys, operation-wise, but Give the Lincoln Day is obviously a big day for you guys.
Absolutely. It's a huge day. What we do is we think about all of the good that today creates, and right, that energizes us. And I'd be lying if I said that caffeine and Swedish fish didn't have something to do with it.
Oh, right. Swedish, oh, fish. Swedish, yes, fish. See, that's why we like you better than we like that dude over there. He doesn't like Swedish,
what,
fish.
What kind of some monster, yeah, are, yeah, you?
Exactly.
I was all for
you
the ticket until,
listen,
right now.
There's an old,
you
saying,
shall be for the ticket, just not for Nick.
There's an old saying, anybody that doesn't eat Swedish fish, you can't trust him. That's one dude right there you can't trust.
Wow.
But I want one of the things I wanted to ask you, and we were talking about it kind of in our intro, is that I think it's really, really cool how when you get the free meals, it helps you guys do more for everybody else. Explain that, because I think it, I mean, I wouldn't say it's a business model, but I think it's very unique because it allows you to use free meals, which obviously, you know, everybody, I mean, we like to eat, right? We don't know about
I can eat with the best of them. I get it.
But you get to use that to provide all the other services,
right,
for the people that you serve.
Right. So you've heard us say today, we provide 2 meals a day. We serve between 150 and 200 meals per mealtime. Most of that food is purchased and served by hunger relief teams. That means all of the money that goes into that food isn't being provided by our operational budget. So when those teams retire or we have openings, that's money that has to come out of our budget. So when those meals are covered, we have more funds to do things like outreach, our substance use program. We have more funds to help with housing, which is a huge need in our community right now. So it's really freeing up those funds for a lot of other services that people in need need.
Yeah, we know there's a waiting list. And then so is it the more money you get donated on days like Give to Lincoln Day help to, I guess, push people to get off that waiting list into housing?
Well, all of it's help. So what we're doing is we're looking at what we're able to raise with days like today, which is amazing. And it allows us to plan for the year ahead. Mm-hmm. Now we know how many people we're going to be able to help. So of course, yeah, the more we bring in, the more people we're going to help in more ways.
Right now, let's just take a look. Okay, that's a pretty good number.
That's awesome.
That's a really good number. But how about this? 434 people right now have said, Matt Talbot, we love what you're doing. We love the vision. When you see those numbers side by side, what does that say to you, Lori?
It reinforces what I already know, and that's that we live in an incredibly generous, compassionate community. We are helping some of Lincoln's most vulnerable, and it's not something we can do without a really generous community behind us. And it's not just us. There are hundreds of other nonprofits today that are doing amazing work that the community is also showing up for. We're just incredibly grateful to be a part of it.
How much is a day like today business as usual? I mean, we're up here in the conference room, right? We're not down in the throngs of people down there. How much is today business as usual versus there's a lot more going on today?
So it's a little bit of both. We had a ton of guests in today. Our meals were really busy, really full, but they also sensed, hey, what's going on today? There's a lot more hubbub down here. You're all sort of running around a little bit different today. What's going on? We got some different really tall people in the building today. So yeah, it's a little bit of both. We take our work pretty seriously. That's why we're open 365 days a year. We don't shut down for very much. So we just build it into what we're doing.
So what are the next steps for you guys after a day like today, and then, you know, having a great day, and obviously it's going to continue all the way, I think, to midnight. When you realize tomorrow how you've grown, obviously financially, allow you guys to plan for the next year, what are maybe some of the new things that you're going to possibly add to your services?
What we're going to do is we just finished a strategic plan. And so that's kind of guiding the direction that our organization wants to go. And we're going to be able to look at that strategic plan and say, okay, we met X, Y, and Z goals. That means that we can focus a little bit more on that housing. Where are we with that mental health? Now we have some of the funds that we can use for that. So it's really going to be funneled into the path that we've decided as an organization makes the most sense for those we serve. And for me personally, what tomorrow is going to be is a lot of thank yous. It's going to be a lot of expressing the gratitude to the people who have changed lives here, who have changed the trajectory of people's paths because of their generosity and their empathy. So that's what a lot of tomorrow is going to be.
We're a sports talk station, right? That's what we do for our day jobs. And I know that we find sports as something that brings a lot of people together in a lot of ways. Yeah. You know, that wife of a coach, obviously.
That doesn't bring us together. Sports, man.
Brutal. Right. We've heard from Fred Hoiberg. He brings his team down here. Peter Kobelt from tennis. Various Husker athletes. Rhonda Ravel led off the day. What does it mean to Matt Talbot and to your guests here when, you know, student athletes and coaches from Nebraska come and give their time to help?
They love it. Our guests love it. We love it. Our guests love it. The community loves it. It's so exciting. You get to see people light up when they see athletes in the building. Sometimes our guests aren't in a position where they can just go to an athletic event. Sometimes it's financial, but sometimes it's they don't have the transportation to get there.
Right.
They don't have they're dealing with a lot of other things in their lives. So when that excitement and that fun and these celebrities come into our facility, We are worth their time. Our guests are
breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Now at Menards, save big money on everything for your next project. Shop our huge selection of concrete. From general purpose concrete to specialty sand and mortar mixes, we have what you need to get any job done right. View our entire selection online or in store today and save big money. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com. For more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Worth their time. It says something to them. They love it. It just feels a little bit like a party in here that day.
We've talked to Coach Hoiberg a little bit about it. You know, bringing his guys, his teams down here for the first time, seeing their eyes open. When those athletes come down, what do you see? Can you experience it like through their eyes when maybe they don't know the need and they get to Matt Talbot for the first time?
Sure. I think it's, you know, people, you get used to your own routine and your own life and your own, what you know and what you're used to. And even though you're cognitively know certain things, seeing it is much different. So when you come into our dining room and it is packed full and people need us that day for nourishment, that's the only way they're going to get it. It touches people. It makes them think, wow, I'm pretty lucky. And what can I do to help those around me who maybe aren't as lucky? So, you know, I was joking earlier. It's kind of like when my kids complain about the Wi-Fi. I'm like, ooh. Okay. You know, I got a solution to that. You're coming into work tomorrow. It just puts things into a different perspective.
It seems like that perspective even more necessary now than ever in the NIL era, Jay right. Foreman.
Yeah, it is. And one thing I can say about the, you know, just athletes and, I, you know, whether – they're celebrities or not, they generally like to come to places that they feel that do good work. So one thing I think for you guys, I know as much as you think that you're blessed by them, you're actually blessing them by doing the work that you do. And that's just from experience, but then also, you know, obviously asking around what you guys do. So you should pat yourself on the back and your whole staff, because you guys do a lot of great things. And then obviously have a lot of great things on the horizon. And that's, you know, big, I know today is always stressful. I mean, it's kind of an event, and then it's like you'll sleep well, you know, tonight, and then you'll be up ready thinking about next year, tomorrow. But, you know, it's one of those things of kind of like your championship is today. And so I will always encourage people to enjoy the great work and the winning that you guys have done today and have done in the past. And obviously we'll continue to do.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for being here today. And really a huge thank you to the Lincoln community, the Lincoln Community Foundation, the people who have sponsored the match, and the community members. We could not do our work without compassionate people behind us. And we're so incredibly grateful.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, one thing about Lincoln, I think you guys are a snapshot of Lincoln. It's what you guys do. And one of the things I was saying earlier is that the great thing, you guys welcome people. And you know, everybody sees the athletes, you know, they're doing well now. There's a lot of guys that, you know, probably have been different places. And we were joking earlier, I was like, you know, what's really good is that there's probably somebody, and you probably know, that probably walked up and down back in this little corridor or whatever, and then got the courage to come in, and then you guys welcome. And then that's the word of mouth that spreads. And so word of mouth has probably been really, really good for you guys, right?
Absolutely. And something you just said hits home a little bit too. We don't know the people around us always what their personal situations are. Sometimes we can know people pretty well and not know that they are one paycheck away from needing our services. 13% of the people who were in our came through our doors last year were experiencing homelessness. Everybody else was experiencing poverty or near homelessness or just needed help.
Yeah.
And so kind of what you were just saying about, you know, you just never know what people's situations are. And so we want to be just as welcoming to everybody. Everybody is welcome here. And sometimes what they're needing is less financial and a little bit more about community. They need some place to go where they know they're going to be welcomed and it's going to be a non-judgmental environment to talk about something hard.
How important is a day like today? I don't say, you know, that people are wrong when they think of the meals, right? Or helping the homeless, right? But how important is a day like today to get the message out about everything that Matt Talbot does outside of just the things that come to people's mind initially.
It's huge. And that's one of the reasons I'm so grateful to have partnered with you on this event. We started with meals, and that's a lot of what people knew about us for years. And so even sometimes we had volunteers serving the meals who didn't know the extent to those other three pillars. The housing is extensive. The care services, licensed drug and alcohol evaluations. We're running three houses offsite, housing programs for people experiencing chronic homelessness and also really people on the bubble. Outreach services that range from showers and laundry and hygiene kits to things like birth certificates, things that you and I take for granted. Every time I move, I think I lose that birth certificate and yeah. I have to like, oh, I don't know, all right, I'm going to be an adult next time. That's a luxury a lot of people don't have. Yeah. And so there's so much that goes on here. And a lot of the services that our guests need are intertwined. And so it's this a day like today is super important for getting that message out.
And I know one of the things that you and I talked about during On the Block a couple of days ago was something like drives, right? I heard that we yes. had someone donate a bunch of pairs of socks and some shoes as well. Talk about the need you guys have for some of those physical items that maybe wouldn't come to mind for people.
Today, I just have to say today, a guy came up and said, I don't really have much money to give, but I had some blankets and I wanted to go hug him. That's awesome. That's a sign of the compassion that people in this community have. Blankets, that tends to be a number one need for us all year round. So even when it's crazy hot and people like me are in a full body sweat all the time, we still need blankets. So that's a huge one. That's an expensive item for us to just go out and buy in bulk. But when people can do a drive, it's awesome. They don't have to be brand new. They just have to be clean. We also, this time of year, are going to go through tons of sunscreen and tons of bug spray and hygiene products. We're going to go through lots of feminine hygiene products. We're going to go through lots of socks, toothbrush, toothpaste, all of those types of things. It's expensive for us to get that in bulk.
So what you're saying too is something like, you know, people might think of take old clothes to Goodwill. They can take them to Matt Talbot, potentially.
They actually don't take clothes.
Not clothes. Okay. No, never mind. Take that back. Scratch that. Blankets, though. We're good blankets. Not bad.
In the winter, we do take men's winter coats.
Okay.
So that's a seasonal thing. And really what I would suggest somebody to do if they're like, hey, you know, I want to do a drive. I want to do a pro. I have no idea how to start. I would encourage them to go to mtko.org and look up my name. If they don't remember who was that lady, my picture's on there. Click on it. I'll work with them. I'll say, hey, I can help you. I can give you a list of the most needed things right now. Even food. Sometimes people want to do a food drive. We always need things like canned meat, non-perishable breakfast items. We always need things like that. So there's tons of ways that people can help that don't necessarily mean writing a check.
That's awesome. Before we go to break, I know that I wasn't here earlier. Tell our listeners how you got to Matt Talbot. I think that's always interesting.
So I'm a native New Yorker. My husband's a men's basketball coach at Nebraska Wesleyan. He told me in an interview there, I told him he could see the kids in the summertime because I wasn't moving here. But I came to Lincoln. I worked at Nebraska Wesleyan in fundraising. But this position opened up, and I always had a soft spot in my heart for people who were in need, who maybe some of society wasn't as welcoming to. And so I decided to put my money where my mouth is. And 6 years later, I'm loving our mission.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, you know, obviously you're officially not a New Yorker anymore.
I'm still a New Yorker. Yeah, yeah. My mom walks and talks. I don't do that.
Yeah. Well, I always joke with Austin about when I was in Buffalo.
Oh,
and
gosh, yeah.
I had to pay New York State and Yonkers tax. It's the armpit of America, and you get treated like it. You don't get any of the benefits. So.
And it's cold 11 months a year.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say it's 80 degrees is a hot day.
Well,
up there.
It really shuts everything down. Yeah. You can't function.
So we appreciate all your work. We appreciate you coming on. You're obviously great. You better watch out. You're really good on the radio. DP's over there figuring out how you can get you on your own show. So you better watch out.
I don't know if anybody wants that. But I really appreciate this. This is awesome. Thank you so much to the community, to everybody at the ticket. We've had a blast. And there's a lot of people in need who are going to have help because of all of you. So thank you.
What's that final tally, Austin?
It's not final yet. It goes through midnight. But as of now, let's hit a good old-fashioned refresh here. Yep, 4:35.
All right, 4:35. We're going to go to break. We're hoping to get it at least 4:44. 44 is the best number.
Good number.
It's almost like you athletic people are a little competitive.
Just what? A little.
It feels like
well,
that.
Nah. That, right?
Wow,
that's
crazy.
Right? You try to help figure out a 2-3 zone every once in a while, right? All right, old school. We're going to go to a break. Come right back.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.